This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Happy Times podcast. I'm your host, Joey Kidney,
and welcome back.
Now, if you listen up, I asked you in the last podcast if any of you have any skills in music or anything like that to submit like intros, because we don't have an intro anymore. It was on my hard drive and I didn't back that up and that got stolen. And so we're still left with no intro. So somebody sent in a little, I don't know what it's called. I'm not very good at music. I write it, but I don't know how to, you know, describe stuff. They sent in like a little, like, I don't know. I'm gonna play it. Okay. Here it is. And so, like, that's great. That's amazing. But it is missing the one thing that we really need, and that is the classic, welcome to the Happy Times podcast. So, we're going to try this one more time, and we're going to try to, like, do it right. Welcome to the Happy Times podcast. Put it in. Oh, my goodness. That sounded so bad. Not the person who sent the stuff in. That's awesome. That's great. They actually sent in one more, so let's try that one, too. Here's it without the Happy Times podcast, and then I'll add that later. And now time for the final touch. Hi, I'm Joey, and you're listening to the Happy Times podcast. I hope you enjoy. Yeah, this is why I'm not cut out to be a musician. I literally can't hear tempo. I don't know anything. But, ladies and gentlemen, okay, my recent purchase has been a, what are they called? Metal solo cup. It's like, not necessarily a solo cup, but the size of one. And it's just this metal cup that I drink out of. And it's not like I don't have any other cups or glasses to drink out of. It's just, if I provide myself with more different ways to drink and consume liquid, I will do it, and which allows me to become healthier, or that's my excuse to. Anyways, so today, geez, what a way to start at the podcast. I am sorry if you're here for something that's just low-key and, you know, serious. Today, I just want to have a little bit of fun. I'm recording this on Halloween, which is a Thursday, and you're going to be listening to it on the Friday. Look at that. Joey's prepared. We love a prepared king, don't we? But yeah, I'm very thankful. I feel like I'm thankful every single friggin' podcast. But today, Frankie dressed up as a moose. Yeah, I got him this like costume from a grocery store, and I got it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he's grown so much, so it fits maybe half his body, which is even funnier. He's just not too comfortable in it. So if you follow Frankie on Instagram at Frankie to the Moon, you can definitely see him be his most comfortable self, let's say. But yeah, I'm going to do like moose crossing. I don't know exactly what the caption's going to be yet, but it's pretty cute. And so I actually just moved into this new place this year, and I don't necessarily know if I have to give out candy. I was in an apartment building last year, and I guess I kind of am this year, but it's like different. And the other one, I was like certain floors. There was like 10 units on each floor, like an actual, like almost hotel type style. And so there was a dog in every single apartment. So instead of like trick-or-treating, I was actually away. So I just put out dog treats so that dogs can come up and dog trick or treat. You know what I mean? So that was really cute. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the book. The book has been just like insane. It's insane. We talked about it last time. Insane how many orders are coming through, how many people are reading it, how many people it's affecting and everything like that. And it's amazing. And I'm so, again, thankful. I have to burp. I'm sorry. It happens. Oh, it feels good to be back and like recording and being comfortable and everything. And so with this book, I've done a lot of press. And I'm sure you guys have seen it. I've been on like City Line ET Canada. I've been around in New York. I've been on, you know, radio interviews, Sirius XM, all this stuff. And it's been amazing. It's been very difficult to stay humble in a way. You know, it's pretty cool, the experiences that I've had to experience over the last, like, even just like 2 weeks of releasing this book. It feels very surreal, but the reality of it is I come home and, you know, I'm walking the streets. I'm not walking the streets as the well-known author, Joey Kidney. I'm walking just as Joey. And so it's kind of hard to not get caught up in all the stuff and all the success that I was just out and I was doing and stuff like that. And so that's like always been my biggest thing is, you know, trying to stay humble. And I think that's a huge reason why I have slow growth on the internet, because I'm always like, okay, too fast. I don't want to turn into any of my friends. And, you know, they go to LA and then they're just like, not saying that they all do, but they go to LA and they just become these pretentious assholes that only care about money. And that's not what I want to become. And I just try really hard to do that, but it's been absolutely surreal. And so yesterday I was on a podcast. I had a podcast interview, not for my podcast, unfortunately, for somebody else's. It's called The Selfish Podcast by Allie. And she asked me one question, and I wanted to bring it to this my own podcast, not to like, you know, I guess I'm kind of like ruining hers, but her episode is really good. And I really want you guys to go listen to it. And I'll share it on my Instagram at Joey Kidney if you guys want to check it out. And it's good. It's fun. It's kind of cool to see somebody talk to me so that I don't take over the conversations because I know I'm annoying sometimes. But she asked me, what is one selfish thing that you do for yourself? And yeah, you know, I answered, okay, well, I run a lot, blah, blah, blah. I play hockey, blah, blah, blah. I do all that stuff that's like separate from work. Well, recently I went to my run club and I guess they found out that I dropped the book and I released the book. And then that was the huge talk. And next thing you know, I'm running and they're asking me for like relationship advice and all this time advice. And I'm just like, this is awesome. But this was my escape from all of this. This was my escape from really work or anything like that. And so, yeah, it was really nice. It was really comfortable, but it kind of bummed me out in the sense that, like, I don't know, I came here to just run and now I'm doing a little therapy session. And that, you know, I have no issue with doing it. It's just, it kind of takes away from my selfish time. And so this past few weeks with the book coming out, with videos dropping, with merch launching, we have Christmas merch dropping very, very soon, and like book tours are coming in Ottawa. We're launching our event today. Tickets are now on sale. That was like the worst promo ever. But Ottawa, if you live in Ottawa, if you're out here on November 15th, I know it's short notice, at Happy Goat, we're going to be doing a show and a meet and greet and a book launch and merch sale and everything. And I would love for you guys to come out. The tickets are on sale right now. If you go to stayu.ca and you hit tickets, you can go and it'll link you over there. And or you can just like follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney and I'll share all that stuff. Tickets are as low as $25. And then the books at the show are only going to be $20. And so you're saving a lot on merch and everything like that. And I would love to have you all out there. So Ottawa, November 15th from 5 to 9 p.m. Tickets on sale right now. And so I hope you guys can come. But where was I? But with all of this happening, this is where I was. With all of this happening, the most selfish thing that I had to do is start to say no. And that's actually the best thing that I've learned to do. I used to be a kid growing up and I used to be the shy, most introverted kid. And I was saying no out of anxiety and that I was scared and embarrassed and that I didn't fit in. I was just saying no to say no. And then now I've turned and transitioned to this man, and I don't know if I'm a man. I'm more of like a large boy. I'm more of a large boy right now. And it's just, I have started to feel a little bit more confident. And I started to start hanging out with more people. I started going out for drinks or going out for dinner and not being afraid to hang out with people. And that was a huge step in my life. Now, I kind of got carried away. 3 years ago when I moved out, I started saying yes to everybody. Whenever my friends wanted to come over, they would just come over and I would say yes. And I never really had a day alone or a day to myself. Now, when I moved in with my roommate, I had to start saying no because obviously I can't just take over the apartment and constantly have somebody over. And that's just a situation that I had to get used to, but it's also a situation that I created for myself. And so we kind of, you know, we have to be this bigger person. We have to start thinking to ourselves like, yes, we did create this problem. We start to become so oblivious to the fact that, yeah, we did a good thing, you know, 3 years ago, but it could be a problem right now. And that's okay. But as long as you're here to acknowledge it, then that's the big step. So I'm here to acknowledge that. And so with the book dropping and all this stuff happening, I've had to start saying no. And the hardest thing is to not feel guilty for it. It's very easy to just be, no, I don't want to go. But it's harder to be like, no, I have work to do. And they're like, oh, can't you do it tomorrow? You know, I can't. I work the job that, yeah, I can do it tomorrow. But if I keep pushing it off to tomorrow, then I'm not going to get it done. And at the end of the day, I'm here to help people. And me just sitting here going hanging out with my friends doesn't help anybody. Me sitting here recording a podcast helps a lot of people, helps thousands. And so I'd rather sit here and record a podcast to help thousands than I can go hang out with a friend that I can hang out with whenever. And it's been a very difficult transition. I feel a lot of guilt. I remember when I was growing up, my mom, after dinner, we would always go for like our walk. And we would be, my dog's name is Eddie, my older dog, and I have Frankie right now. And my mom, one day she asked me if she wanted to go for a walk. And I wasn't feeling too well. I ate dinner, but I still wasn't feeling too well. And I know that I had to sit down and like digest. I have a high metabolism, so I digest really, really quickly. Like I can't eat and then just go for a walk. I have to eat and then I'll probably just have to go to the bathroom. You know, that's how I am. And so we went for this walk because my mom goes, I guess I'll just go alone if you don't want to come. And I was like, fine, I'll come. Like, you can't let your mom go and walk alone with your dog. That's just not fair. So what did I do? I got up and I went for this walk and I ended up throwing up on the walk because I didn't properly digest. And it was just, that was me feeling so guilty that I had to go do something. Something so simple that I think my mom knew what she was doing, but something so simple of like my mom just peer pressured me and going for a walk, and it just, the guilt came over me and I felt like I needed to go do it. So this huge transition hasn't just been this since 3 years. This has been my entire life, to start saying no to people, to start pleasing myself before others and putting myself first. And that's such a cliche saying, but it's so true. It's so true, and it's so difficult to do. It's very much easier said than done, but isn't anything. But like, you see people online, like these Instagrammers or these lifestyle beauty bloggers or whatever, they're like, these fucking morning routines. Do you ever wake up, have coffee, do your yoga stretch? Actually, a lot of people do that, but have your yoga stretches, then make an acai bowl, then have time to make avocado toast, then do your makeup, have a shower, go get a spa massage, whatever, then go to spin class, then come back, do Pilates, you know, chill with your dog, take some Instagram pictures, then go to work? No, you don't. Nobody does. Who does? I don't have that time, and I do this. And it's just, that's just not how our days go. And we're so like oversaturated with the fact that, oh, the idea of it is that you need to, this is self-care. You know, this is what you need to do. And that's not the case for everybody. You know, maybe not doing all this fancy stuff in the morning isn't for you. You know, maybe just saying no is for you. And now I'm not saying to the people who already say no to start saying no, you guys are dicks. Start saying yes. You're not dicks. I get it. I'm just trying to be funny and it's not working, so I apologize. What I'm saying is, you have your own type of self-care. You don't necessarily have to follow anybody else's. You know, the way you take care of yourself, you know best. I can sit here and I can say that you need to do more push-ups. You need to start running more. You need to start eating better. You need to start taking care of yourself. Do I know you? No. Does anybody? No. You know yourself best. You know that deep down, go with that gut. You know when you're looking at that bag of chips and you're like, I should probably cook. Cook. Literally just cook. Just stop, you know, feeling guilt. You know, there's a video online, and it's by Matt Diavella, and he was talking about bad food. And there, basically, yeah, obviously there's fast food and there's stuff that's better for you, like a salad or whatever, but that's not the point. That's not nutrition isn't the point here. What makes food bad is the guilt that you feel while eating it or after eating it. You should be able to eat a burger and feel okay and feel like, yeah, fuck yeah, I deserve this burger. You know, hell yeah, I deserve to say no to my friends so I can take care of myself today, or I can hang out with my dog, or I can sit down and do work, stuff that I'm passionate about, and not feel bad for it. You know, that's good. That's amazing. And that's what we need to start practicing more. Enough for saying that you need to go buy this certain tumbler mug so that you can enjoy your coffee the right way. Fuck that. I used to be like that too. And I know I talked about having a metal cup, but who has a metal cup? Who drinks out of a metal cup? I swear, there's going to be somebody here that's like, oh, I drink out of a metal cup. You definitely saw me. Shut up. You know, I do it because it's something that I wanted. It's something that I wanted to do. And it helps me, you know, consume more water, which is bettering my life. And instead of just being so influenced by the people that we see on Instagram every single day, the people that, you know, we're watching their YouTube videos and they've clearly edited their life. Like, who uploads an unedited YouTube video other than Brooke Houts beating her dog? Sorry, I'm still on that. That's awful. I hope so. I don't know what happened to her. Anyways, who's honking? I'm recording a podcast and you're out there honking your car? You crazy. But what I'm saying is, take care of yourself in the best way that you know possible. There's some people out there that can't afford to go get a new metal cup. There's some people out there who don't necessarily have the mentality to get out of bed every single day. But maybe, you know, putting that one foot down first is a step in the right direction. And I can sit here all day and I can recommend to you all the different types of stuff that I do to better my life. But I'm just going to sound like a privileged white kid because that's what I am. And maybe you're not. Maybe you're totally different than me. And I hope that you are. I hope that you don't follow every step I take and you understand that your direction and the step that you want to go, your step and the direction you want to go. That's what I meant to say. I just hope that what you take from these podcasts aren't necessarily word for word. I hope this inspires you to inspire yourself. I am not here every single day. I'm not going to wake up and I mean, you're not going to wake up and I'm not going to be there. What do you get what I'm saying here? I'm not always here to motivate you, and I don't want to always be here to motivate you. I want to motivate you just enough through this podcast to get up and motivate yourself. And so this self-care, this most selfish thing that you've done, being selfish, taking care of yourself is not being selfish. Well, being selfish is not taking care of yourself. And, you know, I actually don't know. There's a lot of things that you can do that could be selfish. I can't think of any right now, but I'm sure you can. And so, you know, worry about others for sure, but worry about yourself first. And you can still go for a walk with your mom after you've eaten and feel guilt. You're always going to feel guilt. I'm not saying the only way to self-care is to not feel guilt, but find that happy medium where there's moments in your day where you're not feeling any guilt, where you're not feeling nervous, where you're not feeling anxious. Find those, cherish those. Bring those to yourself every day. Really enjoy those moments because, you know, they're not always going to come back. And I truly hope that you do enjoy them. I hope that you are given the chance to do some self-care and some self-love. And if you are a person who's a yes person, start saying no. Start taking care of yourself. Stop complaining about always having to hang out with people and stop hanging out with people. You know, all of our problems. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, you're either listening on an iPhone or a very expensive Android or a computer or whatever it is, wherever you're listening, all of our problems are more than first world problems. Like, we're talking about self-care, you know? We're talking about the fact that, you know, wash your face before you go to bed with clean water. There's a lot of people who don't have that. So really cherish the stuff that you do have. You know, you have a phone that you're on all the time. Listen, when people, like, we talked about this in one of the last podcasts where let's talk about money. And I talked about the people complaining about how they were broke. And I'm like, you're listening to this on a $2,000 iPhone. You don't even know. And so you have the ability to change a lot in your life. And you also have the ability to stop complaining. You don't need to complain. You have the ability to change everything you are, everything you have. Well, all while staying you, of course, but you have the opportunity to be selfish, to self-care. And I don't want to see any more tweets complaining about that. You can't do that when you have the time. You're tweeting. You have the time. You know, you're probably tweeting on the toilet instead of always going to the bathroom to like tweet. Why don't you go to the bathroom and wash your face? I don't know. Do something for you. for you. Tweeting is not for you. Instagramming is not for you. It's for others. It's getting the satisfaction from others. And that's it. Do something to get the satisfaction just for you, from you. And I swear to God. Sorry, I have to stop saying that. I swear to you, whatever. Fuck you. You're going to be happy. I know it. I know you're going to be happy. So start enjoying life. Start doing things that help you enjoy life. And start being a little bit selfish for yourself. Anyways, I think that's it for today's podcast. And again, actually, this one, I didn't even have the title written down. No notes are in front of me. I wanted this real, and it felt really good. So I truly hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you share it with your friends. Share it on Instagram stories. I will be looking at all of those or any comment on this, whatever it is. And if you're in Ottawa, November 15th, again, we have a show, 5 to 9 p.m. at Happy Goat. Tickets are on sale today. Go get some. I would love to see you there. Books are going to be like $20. Hoodies are going to be $40. You know, it's going to be a lot cheaper and there's no shipping. So I really, really hope you guys can come down. We're going to have special guests there, like, L Mills. People don't listen to my podcast. So the people who do, L Mills is going to come down and we're going to have a good time. We're going to chill. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So I truly hope you guys can come down and enjoy. And if you want to fly, fly in. It's going to be like the most, it's going to be the best show because it's my home show. So it's going to be amazing. And yeah, thank you guys very much. And if you haven't purchased the book yet, you can go to stayu.ca and go get the book. And if you use the code RUSH, R-U-S-H, you can get $10 off. And well, thank you guys very much for listening to The Happy Times. Let's have this music play us out and I will talk to you guys later. Okay, bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.